This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It is time for the Fantasy Football Focus Corner, the fastest Fantasy Football Focus Corner.
That's a lot of Fs.
It's triple forte, baby. Let's go ahead and hit the music. Oh, you already did that. Okay. I'll get it together, all right?
Will you?
Before we do, though, before we answer all the questions, and go ahead and text me in 877-881-1053. Two things. One, I don't think any show ever has seen the amount of texts that come in during this segment.
Oh, yeah.
This is the most texted segment in the entire world. Because everybody wants to know that. In addition to that, for 2 years, who's been the one player that you've had or that you thought had the greatest 2-year run in fantasy sports ever? I say Priest Holmes. Kevin says Jamal Lewis. But we're asking that question. Who do you think had the greatest run in fantasy football? Because, man, we've all had that one guy that we're like, I'm going to draft that dude next year. He was so good this year.
Yeah.
And I guess Todd Gurley's got to be thrown in the mix because he was freaking unstoppable at the end of last season. And he kind of added on to it again this year. So maybe Zeke's that guy. Who knows?
So we need to help this person out a lot from the 214. If James Conner doesn't play, should I play Barber for the Bucks or that guy for the Niners? I feel like we really need to help this fella out.
Okay, first off, that guy for the Niners, I don't even know who you're talking about. Who's the guy that they had that San Francisco? Because Breida's questionable. Morris never got anything. Weren't they running out their fullback?
Yeah, he's probably talking about Morris.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Tampa Bay is going up against. Who's Tampa Bay playing this weekend? Anybody know?
They play us next week.
They play us. Tampa
Bay. You're supposed to know these things.
Tampa
Bay
is playing Baltimore
this
weekend. That's not a good matchup for your running back.
We just told you how good their defensive line is.
Yeah, but, I mean, if it's between Peyton Barber, who's pretty good running back, you're going up against the number one run defense against fantasy running backs, find another running back.
No.
Don't run out that
guy. Take that other guy.
No, don't run out other guy. That's going to be a bad decision for you to run out that other guy this weekend. Just trust me on that. That being said, I mean, it's Seattle, so maybe. Run out the other guy. Don't run out Peyton Barber. Sorry. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't run out Peyton Barber. Run out anybody else.
For the flex from the 972, James Conner, Calvin Ridley, Deshaun Hamilton, or Randall Cobb. I mean, James Conner is by no means a go for this weekend, so I would not pick him.
How's Ridley? Like, he had an explosive first part of the season, and he's caught a couple touchdowns, you know, since he kind of came back to earth a little bit. I'm not opposed to rolling Ridley back out there. Did he score 2 points in his last game, though?
Ooh.
Yeah, I think the last couple of games have been bad. He had a good game against New Orleans. Now he's going up against Arizona. How did he do against Arizona the first time they played? They didn't only play once. Okay. I say go ahead and go with Ridley. Although I do like Cobb that's back now. I just don't know exactly what I'm getting out of the Packers. You know what? Never mind. I've changed my mind. Executive decision. No more Calvin Ridley. The Atlanta Falcons suck. Go ahead and take on you some Cobb.
What a roller coaster that was.
You're welcome. Devontae Adams is going to get double covered. Cobb's going to be open.
From the 817, a standard scoring league.
Hold on real quick. If Cobb gets injured, I will not take any flack for that, by the way, though.
No Flacco either?
No Flacco.
Gotcha. Standard scoring, Big Ben or Deshaun Watson? Big Ben goes up against the Patriots. Patriots effing own the Steelers.
Patriots have the 23rd ranked pass defense. The New York Jets have the 17th ranked pass defense. I am going to say go ahead and go with Deshaun Watson in this game. Not because of the matchup. This is just one of those, I think you're right. that Ben Roethlisberger, there's something about his brain doesn't work against that team for whatever reason. Now, they are playing at home. That could be a good thing. So,
still underdogs.
That could be a good thing for Ben Roethlisberger. If Connor's not playing, that offense looks completely different, though. So I'm going to roll out Deshaun Watson this week against the Jets. And that's risky for me in the playoffs. I'm sorry, but that's what I'm doing.
Let's stick with that offense and go a different direction from the 817. Antonio Brown or Juju Smith-Schuster, who has been right up there with Amari
the last
6 weeks.
Play both.
But he said or.
This is tough. This is a real tough coin flip. That's what I would do, is just flip a coin and choose. I'm probably going to go with...
That's why they're texting you.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go with Antonio Brown because he's the guy. Like, he's Antonio Brown. Why would I not start my stud that I probably drafted in the first round of the entire draft? So I'm going to go with that. But Juju's going to have a good game. That's just what he does. But I'm going to go with Antonio Brown first.
From the 817, is Beckham going to play? Nope. He's out again. And from the 817, hey.
Are you kidding me?
No, he's out.
Dadgummit.
I was going to tell you that in Gridiron, but I'll tell you now. He's out. They got DJ Moore.
I got to go change stuff. I'll be back.
Do that in the break from the 817. Help me, Corey. I have DJ Moore, Shepard, and Boyd, and no Odell Beckham. Because he's not going to play.
Play Shepard. Man, did you see how, like, and there are a lot of other, players for that team, but I would play Shepard. Because he's going to benefit with Beckham out of that game. So I'm going to go with him in this one. Hold on, I'm in the middle of...
No, from the 909, whatever that is, half point PPR, Doug Martin or Kenyon Drake?
I'm going to go with Kenyon Drake. I kind of screwed up a little bit last week with this. I said him, and I don't think he had the biggest, best game. But he scored, 14 points? Did he get most of that? No, he didn't even get that in the last part of the game. I'm going to roll on Kenyon Drake in this one. That's not nothing against Oakland, but, I mean, they're playing against the Bengals. I like Kenyon Drake for my fantasy team. I wish I had him on my team, even against Minnesota.
From the 903 standard scoring, you get to pick three. Ooh, so we just got to cut one. Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, Lamar Miller, or Joe Mixon?
Go with Joe Mixon. Go with Alvin Kamara and Lamar Miller. I'm not going to play both.
Ingram?
I'm not going to play both Ingram and Kamara in this game. Not me. That's just because I want a little. If somehow Carolina does shut down the run game, you don't want to have both of those guys, right? Oh, and it's standard. Never mind. Swap Alvin Kamara and Ingram if it's a standard league. Because if it's not PPR, that's where I think that Kamara
standard.
Gets his numbers.
From the 469 for the flex this week, Kittle or Boyd?
Kittle. I really don't even care, dude. I want Kittle to be my – I want him to be our tight end. Can we trade for him right now?
Wow.
George Kittle is freaking awesome. I like him a lot.
Oh, okay.
Plus, who else is the quarterback going to throw to? You got nobody else on that team. I mean, they got that other guy at running back.
From the 469.
That's a callback, Kevin, to the earlier part of the segment.
No, I know. From the 469, I have terrible news for this person. Pat Mahomes or Phillip Rivers? I'm lost on this one. The game was yesterday. He missed it. Sorry, buddy.
What about Hunter Henry?
Oh, big things for him. From the 903, Andrew Luck or Matty Ice?
Man, I keep betting against the Cowboys when people ask, and I keep coming up very short. But Andrew Luck,
so should we keep doing that so we keep winning in real football?
Oh my gosh, I don't like doing this, Kevin. This is a bad matchup. Get another quarterback. All right.
What?
Yeah. Listen. Well, because here's the problem.
That doesn't help them.
The Falcons are playing against the number three fantasy defense against quarterbacks.
If you had to pick one, because they let's say they're morally.
I'm gonna go Matt Ryan
against the.
Because I'm not betting against the Cowboys the way they're playing, man. It's we don't really know. Do we know what's going on with T.Y. Hilton yet? He hasn't practiced all week.
I think he's still going to play, but that is correct.
Okay, I'm going to go with Matt Ryan, even against a really good pass defense.
From the 210, Larry Fitzgerald or Nelson Aguilar, and they put, since Foles actually uses that wide receiver, zing, Carson Wentz, although still not ruled out yet.
Well, and they also, like, the Cardinals don't use Fitzgerald enough. They should be throwing that dude to the... He looks like the most in-shape tight end you've ever had. I would throw him the ball all day, but Rosen's like, no. I have to throw it to the ground. I don't understand what his problem is with throwing to a really good receiver.
He likes the ground.
They're not targeting him enough, and I don't understand why.
Let me ask you this.
I'm going to go with Fitzgerald.
If they change their team colors to green, do you think he would hit his receivers more? Because he'd be like, that looks like the grass.
That kind of looks like grass. Yeah, probably so.
Okay. For the 214 PPR, Edelman, Cohen, or Lindsay?
All right. I'm going to have to break this one down real quick. Because Edelman's going up against a very bad Pittsburgh secondary. Lindsay, who's having just the weirdest great season ever, is going up against a really bad run defense. And Cohen is going up against a mediocre defense. I say Philip Lindsay. And I've not been a fan of his all year. I have not been a fan of Philip Lindsay's all year long. I say he's going to have a bigger game than Edelman this week.
I'm fascinated by this question because I really want to know if that means that this person has three defenses on their team. Now that Beckham is out, and by the way, for people still asking, he's out. Don't play him. Titans defense, Atlanta's defense, or Eagles defense?
Okay, so what they're doing is they probably have a defense, and they're trying to figure out if because of the Giants. Man, I don't want to go against the Giants right now with Barkley doing what he's doing. He's become the focal point of that thing, and I know Eric Dickerson is like, hey, shut up. But, like, I don't want to go against the Giants right now. Who are the other two options? The Titans, do you remember?
No, I don't.
All right, don't go with the Titans is my suggestion.
Oh, it was Atlanta and Philly. Sorry.
Oh, Atlanta sucks, so don't ever go with their defense. And Philadelphia sucks, so try and get a different defense.
They gave you three options.
The best option is the Titans, and I hate it. So
the best option, Corey thinks, is to leave that empty. Yeah. And not play a defense.
That might be your best choice.
What?
Yeah, just don't play a defense. Get 0 points instead of negative.
That's, I don't know.
Hold on. Do you think negative points is better than 0 points, Kevin?
No, I do not.
Thank you. I'm a math expert.
From the 214, Big Ben or Deshaun Watson?
I already answered this question, Deshaun Watson.
This is a different person.
I already answered it. Deshaun Watson. Don't text me about that crap again.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wow.
I love you. Nick Chubb and James White. That's what. And David Johnson. That's who I'd go with. I'm not rolling Derrick Henry out.
Okay. Breeze or Matt Ryan?
Man, I'm probably Breeze.
We just talked about he's going to win MVP.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Breeze against Carolina in this one. Yeah, definitely Breeze. Definitely. He's gonna score you 29 points this week.
Now, this isn't necessarily a fantasy question about football, but it is a fantasy question. I was curious from the 972, Ryan Reynolds or Hugh Jackman?
When you say fantasy, like my first, Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
You have a better shot with the other one.
Why? Because of Blake Lively? Oh, because you think...
Nope.
You think Hugh...
Oh, watch it. Watch it.
You think he'll...
Watch it.
Have you ever seen his wife?
Yes. I have. Real quick. Sorry. From the 214, Tariq Cohen or John Brown?
I'm going to go Tariq Cohen.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.